In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss what we think heaven is like, we investigate the myth of otters having lucky pebbles, we review Celebrity Drag Race, and we fantasize about what the first mundane thing we want to do post-quarantine. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Good morning, sweet Corey, my dear.
Oh my god, good morning, Angel.
I just came down from heaven just to chit-chat with you.
Oh, you did?
For a quick 30.
How was heaven?
Heaven is delightful.
Heavenly?
It's heavenly. We've got everything. We've got...
Ham. Now, do you fuck with heavenly ham?
Oh my god, that's what you mean? I just thought you meant because like heaven, you can have anything you could ever want, and your first want was ham.
Your version of heaven has anything you want?
Well, yeah, isn't that the point of heaven?
What's the one where everyone gets their own planet?
That is, I believe, either Scientology or Mormonism. I think it's Mormon. Being a Mormon.
I think Mormon.
Yeah, so is that your idea of heaven? Your own planet?
I mean, I would like to be able to see planets, maybe like a meteor shower moment while I'm in heaven.
Google image search, baby. Have you tried it?
Heaven has Google?
You're in heaven right now. If all you need is to be able to see planets, well, honey.
Open your eyes.
Open your eyes, honey. Heaven is a place on earth.
What if I want to see the planets closer than they are?
Telescope, baby.
I'll add it to my Amazon wish list.
How much is a telescope? And how far can you see with the telescope?
Probably expensive.
Have you ever used one? Have you used binoculars?
Yes.
Have you used a monocular?
No. When I went to the Britney Spears concert, which was like one of my first concerts ever, we had such seats that were so far back that my dad got me. He surprised me with the tickets and then surprised me with a pair of binoculars because he was like, you're not going to be able to see her.
Well, baby, they got screens in the arena.
I know. I was just happy to go. I didn't need to be front and center to see Miss Spears.
I had a similar situation when I first saw Beyonce and when I saw Taylor Swift.
You took binoculars to see Beyonce?
No, I was just so far back. I was with Scott and Mitch, and we were just like in, it was like I would rather have been home and watching a video of it.
You'd be rather watching her Netflix special.
Almost any experience is better watched at home, whether it's like an award show or a sporting event. Actually, I like a basketball game. That's fun. The energy of the crowd.
You don't like the snacks?
I don't, because I feel like too expensive.
Oh my god. I mean, it is like $40 for like nachos.
Yeah, and I have one beer and I'm like, I'll be right back, guys. And I just go and spend $200 on everyone's beers and nachos. And then I'm like, what was I doing when I was drunk at a basketball game?
Hooping it up.
Anyway. So back to heaven.
Yeah, tell me about it. Take
what,
me there.
What's your first agenda when you go to heaven? Like, what's going on? Okay, so picture this. You just died from
old age.
Old age. Sure. Sure.
The psychic told me that people in my family live forever, which turns out is true.
That sounds like a curse. That sounds like at the end, don't you just be like, let's get
going. That's what my brother said. He's like, I want a hard out.
A hard out?
Yeah. He wants to leave right at like 75 on the dot.
Like, bada bing, bada boom, take a pill, gotta go?
Not take a pill.
I don't know what it's turn off the switch. Anyway, okay, so you walk into heaven. Do you fly? Do you walk? How do you envision this?
I was really thinking about this. So like, if you're going to heaven and mm-hmm. everyone believes in heaven and they're all like, I can't wait to be reunited with my loved ones. Mm-hmm. I'm like, are we going to have to like move 2,000 miles away from our heaven loved ones?
What like, do you mean? Oh, because you abandoned them in life. Do you abandon them
right,
in death?
Right. Like everyone, I'm like, what if my heaven ancestors, I don't want to hang out with you. Do I get my own slice? Do I have to like, there's certain people I don't want to see.
I would imagine if heaven is a reality and heaven is as I perceive it, which is exactly how you want it to be, then your reality
space,
of heaven...
Space heaven.
Would your reality of heaven be individual? So like, if you didn't want anybody around, you wouldn't have anybody around, but somebody else's heaven might have you in it. So it's just a version of you in their heaven, but you don't have to endure that because that's not the heaven you want.
Right. It's like how there's more than one Pikachu.
Exactly. You know what disturbs me?
The band Disturbed.
Close. Female Pikachus, their
tail.
Their tail is a heart.
I tweeted that I hate female Pikachu's tail.
Misogynistic. Add it to the list.
It just doesn't look even. It's got those two little humps. It's a heart, supposedly.
Is that, would you say that's the most misogynistic thing about you?
Yes.
Or is there something deeper?
I think that's it. Fuck female Pikachus.
It's almost as bad as the shiny Pokemon that are like slight variations.
Yeah. Who wants that? Who picked that? Who's designing that?
I don't know.
Oh, you're normally yellow.
Not in my heaven.
You're normally yellow and now you're a little lighter yellow. Grow up.
Okay. So
give me something fun. Be teal, be turquoise, be pink.
So Corey...
Seafoam.
Old age.
The subtle underbelly of a whale.
Old age Corey dies.
Rip.
Are you a physical form? Are you your elderly self? Are you the age that you die at?
My grandma was asking me that one time. She was saying, because her father passed away in a car accident when she was very young, she was like a baby. So she was like, well, if we're both in heaven, is he going to be like 30, which is how old he was when he died? And I'm gonna be like six or what? And I said, I don't know. Ask psychic. Get psychic Nikki on the phone.
Maybe. Okay. Well,
we'll have to call a psychic or a medium and ask them. Maybe we're all just little like floating orbs.
I was thinking about. I was thinking about a specific medium, Tyler Henry.
Yeah, the one you met.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. I was thinking he would be good on Celebrity Drag Race.
Oh, I would love that for him.
There would be some kookiness to that.
Did you watch Celebrity Drag Race?
I did not, and not on purpose, but because I didn't record it. And when I went to watch, I was like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't add it to my list of what I need to record. So.
Mine automatically caught it and just filed it under the other show, so maybe check.
Mine did not do that. I was hoping, but it did not. Did you watch it? Did you like it?
I did. I watched it. I thought an hour and a half was a little long.
It was an hour and a half?
Yeah. Ooh. It was a little long. I was very curious. We were taking bets before the show started. Was like, what kind of celebrities were these going to be?
Well, I think Drag Race really does the people they cast dirty. Because it's not like the celebrities sign up saying, the celebrities don't say, I am A-list. Like, they don't proclaim that ahead of time. So I think there's no success. Like, who do people think is going to walk into the workroom? Like, Beyonce's not showing up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people's idea of an A-list get
Tom Hanks on RuPaul's Celebrity Secret Drag Race.
Like, Tyler Henry is not popping in.
He would.
He would.
Yeah, no, so I actually ended up enjoying it more than I thought.
Did you say
only...
Tom Hanks?
Yeah, imagine. You said Beyonce's not showing up. I said Tom Hanks isn't showing
up. Tom Hanks has the coronavirus.
I'm sure he's cured by now. He's a millionaire.
Oh, did you see he sent a typewriter to a little boy?
Why?
So a boy was getting bullied in Australia because his name was Corona.
Oh my God.
Tom Hanks sent him a typewriter for some reason.
And he said, mash out your feelings.
I don't know. I don't know what he said, but I thought, what a burden he just put on this child.
Yeah, that ink's a lot to change, to have to load the paper.
I can't even figure out the ink for a modern printer. Imagine trying to figure out ink for a typewriter.
That doesn't surprise me about you. Is you literally just click it in.
Okay, well, we get it. In my ideal heaven, ink doesn't run out.
That's smart. That's a good choice. You should add it to your wish list, heaven wish list.
Okay, thanks. Was Celebrity Drag Race good then?
Yeah, yeah. I only knew of, and I've only seen the first episode. I think there's four total. I only knew one of the three people, but I ended up walking away loving the other two that I didn't know. So I think that was a positive about the show. And I think it was fun to kind of like watch straight guys out of their element. Like sometimes it was a little like straight bro-y for me, but I think overall it was very well thought out, and they had like emotional moments, which was cute too.
Yeah. I think nobody's ever going to have a cast of quote unquote celebrities that everyone knows, everyone appreciates. If anything, it's exciting for them. And probably like one of the biggest things that they're going to do, if it's somebody that you don't consider that big of a celebrity, it's like, that's like probably what I experienced for them.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, what a great thing that it's exposing different types of celebrities and their audiences to Drag Race. And it would be kind of a womp womp if it's the same gets every time. It's like, how many times
do you want to see Tom Hanks in drag?
Right, exactly. That's what I was saying. They're purposely not saying who is going to be the celebrities on future episodes, correct?
Yeah, they didn't, like, they were like 5 minutes into the episode before they revealed it.
And each episode has three different drag queens doing the makeovers?
That's what it sounded like. So the episode I watched had Bob, Monet, and Trixie.
Okay, well, I've been made over by two of those queens.
I know.
Were their transformations on this episode better than what they did to me?
Two of the three transformations I thought were incredible.
Okay.
One of the makeups looked a little rocky.
Okay.
Does Trixie not know how to paint unless she's doing her like signature look?
I don't know. I haven't seen the episode, but is that your takeaway?
I'm not. I mean, I am shading her a little bit, and don't get me wrong. I think her makeup usually looks great, and I know it's so much different to do it to somebody else. But the other two makeups looked incredible, and then Trixie's person walked out, and I thought, "Ooh, why'd you do that to their makeup?"
Well, I imagine if you go on Drag Race, you know you have a few challenges coming your way. You're going to make over somebody. You're going to do a snatch game. You're going to have to read people. Library is open. Like, there's a few things. But when you go on Celebrity Drag Race, like, and you know the exact premise is make over another human. Like, bitch, don't say yes to doing it unless you know how to do it.
Yeah. And like I said, I guess I don't remember. When Trixie painted you, did she do you very her style? Was it like the big...
Like
blocked out. Yeah. So that's great. Maybe that's her like signature look, and she didn't want her queen to look super Trixie-esque. But the drag queen's name was Babykins LaRue, which I love.
I kind of do love that.
Isn't that such a cute drag name?
I need to watch the episode so I can really get a
dive
grasp.
In.
Yeah. Who would be some of your dream celebrity contestants?
Oh my God.
Celebrity Drag Race.
Well, Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Tom Holland would be good.
Tom Holland would be good. That's what we were joking, saying that he was probably going to be my roommate was saying he thought Tom Holland would be one of the surprise guests, whatever it's called.
Get it out, baby. Get it out.
I'm struggling. But they did the snatch game as like a full challenge, which I thought was a big undertaking considering there were only three people there. And I thought, will snatch game really work? They had a really bad laugh track that was very noticeable.
Ooh, don't get me started on Drag Race laugh tracks, because it is so purposely used to influence the audience to agree with judging at the end of the episode.
Like, you think?
They will add a laugh track to the people that they're going to have safe, and they will exclude a laugh track from people they need to say, your jokes didn't land, you're in the bottom three.
I guess I guess I have never noticed a laugh track until last night's Celebrity Edition.
Oh, baby. They have like five different RuPaul laughs. They just plop right into the edit.
Oh, well, that I
watch and listen.
But I mean, they did like a live snatch game with like an audience, you know, when they do like the roasts and things and there's people sitting in the audience. And it was a very, very noticeable laugh track considering the size of the audience that was watching the snatch game.
I would love maybe some crossover of like some Real Housewives becoming drag queens, but I don't know if that would really have that much of a difference. They're already a little bit draggy.
I could see that. I'm just here for the full transformation moment.
What about Miss Juicy Baby?
She's already a drag queen.
Wow. Okay. Well,
do you have any men on your wish list for RuPaul's Celebrity Drag Race?
No.
Not no.
I'm trying to think of who I would want to see. My main concern is I just want people to be down to like do the whole thing.
Yeah. That's what it was with this one. It was, they definitely had three guys that were all like there to give it their all and to just have fun and be silly and to see what happens and try new things, which I think was the biggest success of it. I definitely didn't think it needed to do a mini challenge, a full challenge, a runway, a lip sync for your life.
That's too much for me.
The mini challenge. I don't know. It was good. I'll watch. It's only four episodes.
So we are somewhere around day 40 something into the quarantine.
Are we really?
Uh-huh. We've lost track of days because we used to be doing like a diary every day, like a little journal, and we'd list what we did that day. For the last week, we've like said like, fuck it. There's only so many times we can write the exact same sentence every day.
I was doing the same thing at the beginning. I was kind of like jotting down and trying to like write down like big news takeaways and just track what was going on in the world. And then it just became too repetitive and it became a little dark. So like I said, I've just really kind of been trying to ignore the news as much as I can, which I recognize is a little bit of a privilege, but I'm right there with you.
It's like a balance you have to find. It's some of it's just too much every day. Donald Trump is doing a press conference every day, and every day he says more and more things that are ridiculous. And yesterday's stuff was what, like drink bleach or
did you drink the bleach? The Purell?
I did not. No. But it's like,
inject your skin with UV lighting?
I was thinking about it. I actually thought that could be something. That seems like something a celebrity would do for like, you know,
I was just
some type of effect.
I was just baffled by, especially in Michigan, I think I'm seeing a lot of news around Michigan, obviously, because we're from there, but just people like coming for Gretchen Whitmer because of some of the
things. Who is the governor there, right?
Right, yeah. So because she's closed some of the golf courses and shit like that. And I'm like, and then there's people picketing on her front lawn. And I'm like, imagine picketing on the governor's front lawn when she's doing the best with the situation that she inherited from Donald Trump because he didn't act correctly from the beginning. I'm like, it's just mind boggling to me that people are like mad at her when this is truly still his fault for not acting as quickly as he should have.
It's a mess. If you're listening and you are
say yes to the mess,
cycle baby, please don't drink bleach or Lysol or
eat Tide Pods. Is drinking bleach the new eating Tide Pods?
I think so. I think it's the only way to chase it. I think it's the preferred chaser for a Tide Pod.
The Tide Pod is like a Jello shot, and then the bleach is like a chaser.
I don't get the people that always thought that Tide Pods looked delicious. Like that's a type of person.
No, that's like, yeah, they do look delicious. It's like a big gusher.
Oh, you're the type of person. Not a big gusher.
It's like a fucking huge gusher.
That's what they call me, baby.
A big gusher?
I hate it.
What are you gushing?
I'm gushing.
Miss Gushy. Are you Miss Gushy Baby?
Ew. That's my drag name. So have you stocked up on masks? Have you, are you leaving the house at all? What's the San Francisco situation?
I never got a mask. Just been wearing, no, where was I supposed to get?
Well, there's a lot of DIY make your own at home.
You know, I have like 8 Survivor buffs. So I've just been like,
oh yeah,
wrapping that around my face. I went to the grocery store. I've gone on runs. I mean, that's about it. Where I'm, I'm playing by the rules.
Good. Well, I did see, if you don't have a mask, I saw one celebrity with a interpretation of a mask. He was on a
mask
run.
For a mask?
Kind of. He was on a run, and it was Britney Spears' boyfriend. Did you see the picture?
No.
He had around his face... Actually, guess. Guess what he thought.
A maxi pad.
You're on a route. You're definitely like somewhere in the world of where he went.
Underwear.
Close, even closer.
I don't want to say panties because people hate that word.
No. Not Miss Britney Spears panties.
What's is worse, panties or moist? That's our
I gave you a hint. It was
It was a Speedo.
No. It was Britney Spears' boyfriend.
It was her third perfume.
Wearing, you know those cups that you
put? A diva cup?
No. A guy's cup.
Like, oh, a nut cup?
Ew, a nut cup?
That's what it's called.
What?
Didn't you play football in high school?
Obviously.
Like, no. Wait, Britney Spears' boyfriend was wearing a nut cup on his face?
On his face. It looked like a beak. It was not good, but everyone was talking about it was a jock strap, but it was definitely cup.
Well, it's because those are like a jock strap insert. It's like those shoe insoles.
No.
Yes. When we were in seventh grade, you had to like on the football team, they made you wear it.
Huh? Okay. Well, this is the picture. He's giving a little bit of Bane. You know, from...
What is that? Is that really... That can't really be a nut cup. That's not a nut cup. That's like
very
a mask.
Clearly.
He looks like a reindeer.
I'm telling you, it looks like a beak or something.
When Rudolph... You know that old claymation-like cartoon when Rudolph tries to put the, like, coal on his nose to make the red go away?
No.
That's...
I believe you.
That's literally what he looks like.
Well, I appreciate that he's doing something, I guess. Maybe.
I can't believe you've never heard the phrase nut cup.
I'm trying to get rid of it out of my vernacular already.
It's for your nuts, hon.
I don't enter a lot of situations where I need to like protect my nuts.
You should wear, when they reopen the world and music festival season comes back, you're going to be there in a neon nut cup.
On my face?
On your face.
Like a beak?
Yeah, imagine it in like a neon orange, glow in the dark.
Okay, maybe you're onto something.
And when you pull down the nut cup, you stick out the red light that you usually do
that made my heart hurt. My favorite thing to do at any type of event where people are getting wild and crazy is to find, when I find like a little light up something, like a laser light or like a, I don't even know where
it's
those
like
come
a
from.
Fingertip witch light. I don't
know. Yes. Yeah. Those like little things you can put on your fingertips and it's like a light or something. Or I once was at a circuit party and there were balloons with those in them. And I like, I knew exactly what was in that balloon. So I grabbed it. I popped it. I put it in my mouth. Probably not smart, but.
So that's probably how you get coronavirus.
No, it's really fun to go up to somebody and just go, bah! and then open your mouth and then suddenly they're blinded by the light.
I can confirm it scared the shit out of me when you did it at Coachella.
Bah!
Memories.
Oh, we're never going to have fun ever again.
I'm surprised you still put those in your mouth because I can just, you're the type who someone would like scare you from behind and you'd swallow it.
Well, I'd poop it out later. Who cares?
And then you'd probably fish that out of the balloon too.
I would like to put one of those in my butt or something. And then when somebody's like going down yonder and like spreading it, it's like peekaboo.
I
blinded by the light.
I don't think that's something you should want or give.
What do you mean? I love fun.
Yeah.
I was at a party once, like a circuit party type of warehouse party situation, and they had a birthday cake, and it had like a cake topper that lit up. I took it.
So what I'm finding out is you like to steal.
Yes, but only if it's something that's light up.
What are those animals that like go out and like take a bunch of shit and bring it back?
Otters.
Squirrels?
Otters have a...
some sort of foraging animal.
Yeah. What does an otter have?
A lucky pebble.
Tell me more about that.
Otters carry around a lucky pebble so that they can use it to smash open clams and eat their dinner. And they hang onto the same pebble.
Is that true?
They don't get a new pebble every day. They bring the pebble home and they think, this is my clam smashing pebble. And then it's their lucky pebble.
Is that true?
Yes. Google it. Watch, what's it called? Planet Earth.
Do they have an otter special?
I wish. Two for one otters, you know? Buy one, get one is the otter special.
BOGO on pebbles? I do like a fruity pebbles. You know, I recently got into Cheerios, blueberry flavored Cheerios.
I haven't seen those. How are they?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Can you link me to your Yelp review?
Sure. Yeah.
Is it low sugar?
No, ma'am.
Wow. Look at you.
Well, I didn't get it. Nick got it. And so I tried it because Nick got it. So.
Did you do I pictured you doing a handful right into the box and just eating it dry.
Yep, and I didn't wash my hands ahead of time.
What do you think the first thing you're going to do when they reopen the world is not counting going to the gym?
Steal a cake topper and put it somewhere in me, a crevice. Is a cake topper, a light-up cake topper, my lucky pebble?
Would you bottom for a light-up cake topper?
Would I or have I? I would.
Okay, good. I'm glad that that's the kind of state you're in.
Is it two guys? Is it two girls?
It's one cake topper, you, a lucky pebble, and BOGO otters. And you have a light in every crevice.
Thank you.
Nose, ears, mouth.
All of the crevices you're listing, I have put lights in.
That's why I don't let you touch me with your hands.
Yeah. So how's Animal Crossing going? Have you had any celebrity visitors?
Oh, no, I haven't. I have connected with some cycle babies. Mm?
Do they give you... Yeah. Here's my impression of Animal Crossing so far.
Tom Nook.
Is all that's happening is people have turnips and bells and Excel spreadsheets and they don't like Tom Nook. I know I have never played. But
who
this
has
is all
an
I've
Excel
gotten from
spreadsheet?
To track prices of turnips or whatever.
Oh, no, there's just a Reddit. Although I had a very high turnip price this week, so I just messaged a couple people online and said, come on over, sell your turnips at my store. And then they just tipped me.
Huh.
It's great.
Did you see Elijah Wood visited somebody with good turnip prices? That could have been you.
It really could have. I mean, you don't know who these people are. They show up with names like... Tyler.
No,
Corey.
No.
I use my real name, but I bet everyone doesn't. Yeah, one of my friends doesn't. She doesn't use her name.
That's crazy. A pseudonym in a video game?
Buttons?
Nuts. Nuts. Just nuts. I haven't beaten Zelda yet, but I've delayed it and delayed it and delayed it. I'm just going around to like maxing out all my armor. And
are you gonna finish?
I'm gonna finish, but I'm just taking my sweet time. I don't want it to end.
Oh, but then you can get Final Fantasy VII Remake. Oh, but you don't have a PlayStation, do you?
Baby, I got a PlayStation. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I've been doing. Have you done anything productive in the quarantine? Have you made your masterpiece yet?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is it?
I've really mastered a baked potato in the microwave.
Oh, baby, I don't think you can microwave a baked potato, can you?
Yeah, you can make a baked potato in the microwave.
I feel like that's the type of thing that will pop.
No, you gotta fork some holes into it. Not big, just little.
Little hole?
I'll teach you the recipe.
Okay. Is it stab a potato and put it in the microwave?
Yep.
Yep, yep. Oh, cool.
Hit it with a little sour cream, little cheese.
Did you see that bitch I guess I shouldn't call her a bitch.
Who?
I only meant that because I was annoyed that she did something productive. Shakira.
Oh God. What?
She got a DUI? No. She did a course in ancient philosophy.
She just finished the course. Grow up. Everyone copes differently. Some people want to learn. Some people want to get a side hustle. Some people want to play Animal Crossing all damn day.
Okay.
Some people want to stick light up lights in their hoo-ha.
That's all I'm doing.
Is it because you love Woo-ha by Christina Aguilera?
Isn't that song...
Woo-hoo?
Woo-hoo, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Woo-hoo.
Well, anything else you got to get off your chest before we wrap this up?
No, I was just... the only reason I brought the Shakira thing up is because I was kind of thinking about taking a class, but then I was like, fuck it. I don't want to be productive.
No, yeah. I think I am definitely at the point where I'm ready for the world to resume. Obviously, I'm not going to like rush it and I'll continue to play by the rules. I think I had been like really doing well for a while. And now I think day 40, whatever you said.
Yeah, I'm getting a little antsy.
Yeah, I would love to. Although I was laughing. I don't know if I said this last week or not, but one of my friends was like, what's the first thing you're going to do when the world reopens? And I thought, I just want to go see a movie all by myself at a movie theater.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? That sounds so good.
But what does it say about me that what I want to do is still something by myself?
Well, I get it. It's the choice of being able to do something by yourself, and you've made that choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's like, I would love to get back into my actual gym routine. Like, I definitely miss that. But yeah, I just like think about waking up on a weekend day and like I would walk to one of the movie theaters here in San Francisco. I would do this all the time when world was normal and just see a movie by myself on the weekend, like early in the morning. And it was always so nice. And I could eat popcorn and have a cold pop.
Cheesecake Factory would be really nice.
Oh, yeah. You know? I follow the Outback Steakhouse on Twitter and I've seen they've been giving out gift cards to heroes on the front lines. And I think this marketing is working because I would fucking kill for Outback.
Well, the first thing I'm going to do when we get out is I'm going to stop chugging bleach and
eat your big gusher.
I'm going to take the jockstrap off my face
and have your big reveal.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Okay, I think that's all the time we have for today, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good life. Where can people find you?
I'm at Gusher Gal.
Oh. No.
Because I love gushers.
Okay.
Where are you?
You can find me at Lucky Pebble for You.
Is that spelled out or just the letter?
It's the number four.
Yeah, well, duh. You're like pink.
And I am the pebble. I can be baby's pebble and you can take me and I'll crack your clams.
Daddy loves baby's pebble.
Yes, daddy does. Okay. Bye.
Later.